Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James on this beautiful Palm Sunday. I know that there are a couple of announcements, so one is coming up. Let me let you know of a special service that we're having tonight at 4 o'clock. It's a service of Holden Evening Prayer, and if you've never been to a Holden Evening Prayer service, it's absolutely beautiful. So do mark your calendars or see if your afternoon is clear to come out to St. James again. We are entering into Holy Week, and so there's a number of things that are happening. There's services on Thursday and Friday and Sunday for Easter, so please take a look at the sign or the website for the times and dates of all of those. It's going to be a wonderful thing. As part of the service this morning, we're blessing the palms, and next year I'm going to use these blessed palms to burn to make the ashes for Ash Wednesday. So if you could hang on to them after the service, you can pick some up as you're heading out, hang on to your palm fronds, keep them for a year, and then bring them back before Lent, and they can then become a fresh set of ashes that will symbolize our Lenten journey the next time we're through. So hang on to them, and we'll be calling for them back in about just under a year's time. Laura.
We have some exciting news to share. We've been talking about the St. James baby boom and how we need a nursery. Well, thanks to our warden's persistence, we are going to share the old chapel space with the Infinity School. It's a small carpeted room behind the stage off the parish hall. So it'll be perfect for our 5, soon to be 6 babies and toddlers to spend time for the first half of the service. And then they'll come join families for communion every week. So the next thing that we need is volunteers. So if you feel called to this ministry to hang out with our cute little babies and toddlers, please come speak to me anytime. Okay, thanks so much.
Well, he steals the show, doesn't he? Well, my dear friends in Christ, during Lent, we have been preparing for the celebration of our Lord's Paschal Mystery. On this day, our Lord Jesus Christ entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph. The people welcomed him with psalms and shouts of praise, But the path before him led to self-giving, suffering, and death. Today we greet him as our King, although we know his crown is thorns and his throne a cross. We follow him this week from the glory of the palms to the glory of the resurrection by the way of the dark road of suffering and death. United with him in his suffering on the cross, may we share his resurrection and new life. Let us pray. Assist us mercifully with your help, Lord God of our salvation, that we may enter with joy into the celebration of these mighty acts, whereby you give us life and immortality through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Hebrews acclaimed Jesus as the Messiah and the King with palm branches in their hands, crying, "Hosanna in the highest." May we also, now carrying these emblems, go forth to meet Christ and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns in glory with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Journey has finally led us to the gates of the city of Jerusalem, where we gather with Jesus' followers to reap the rewards of our dedication to our teacher and leader. Cue the crowds, it's parade time. Look out, authorities, there's a new order coming, and we have backed the right guy. It would be wonderful to stay at the parade, to clap, to shout, to stand along a roadway covered in palm fronds and colorful cloaks. But Jesus paves the way before us, and we are called to keep going, to follow him even where we don't want to go. And so together, through this retelling, let us continue our journey with Jesus, and may God be with us every step of the way.
Word was spreading. People were talking. The news of Jesus spread far and wide. Just as Jesus had said, he and his disciples were now headed up to the city of Jerusalem. Just before they arrived, Jesus told his disciples to go into the village ahead and bring a colt that had never been ridden. Never been ridden? What would the owners say? Just as Jesus had said, the owners asked the disciples why they were taking the colt. "Because the Lord needs it and will send it back immediately," they answered. The disciples threw their cloaks on the colt's back before they set Jesus upon it. As Jesus rode upon the humble animal, people gathered round, laying their cloaks on the road, while others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. Word was spreading. People were talking more and more, louder and louder.
In the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the
word was spreading. People were talking. Then those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven, glory in the highest heaven. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor, David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Glory in the highest heaven. Blessed is the coming kingdom on a roadway paved with cloaks." What kind of king was this? What kind indeed? The kind that caught the attention of the chief priests and scribes who wanted to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. Not during the festival, or there might be a riot among the people. Word was spreading.
Was spreading. After the crowds, after the shouting, after the hosannas, a pause. Jesus and his friends retreated to the home of Simon the leper in Bethany. At the table, a woman came with a stone jar of nard, a costly ointment, broke it open, and poured it over his head. As the nard flowed, so did the angry words. It could have been sold. Money for the poor, what a waste. Jesus challenged them, saying, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has performed a good service for me. She anointed my body before its burial." Angry words, challenging words, led to words of betrayal as Judas prepared to give up Jesus to the chief priests. Yes, word was spreading, good news growing. But how could Jesus get his friends through the next few days, through the time until he saw them again? On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, Jesus sent two disciples to prepare for the meal. When it was evening, they gathered around a table. While they were eating, Jesus said, "One of you will betray me." For a moment, it was as if time stood still. They could not believe what they were hearing. Shocked and distressed, one after another, they said, "Surely not I." While they were eating, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." Full of awe and wonder, the friends ate the bread and shared the cup. Fed with bread and wine, they sang a hymn, fed with story, prayer, words, and actions. They went out to the Mount of Olives.
Tree of life and awesome mystery, in your death we are reborn. Though you die in all of history, still you rise with every morn. Still you dies with every morn.
On the way to Gethsemane, word was spreading, sober warnings and hard truths. Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I won't." Jesus looked at Peter, full of deep love and deeper sadness. "This day, this very night before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." "What do you mean?" cried Peter. "Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you." And these words spread among them as they all said the same.
Light of life beyond conceiving, mighty Spirit of our Lord, give new strength to our believing, give us faith to live your word, give us faith to live your word.
Spoken, love has flowed through act and word.
Word was spreading. People were whispering. Jesus and his friends went to Gethsemane. "Sit here and pray," said Jesus, his words full of grief and distress. "Stay here, keep awake." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed. Three times he prayed. "Abba, Creator, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want. Not what I want, but what you want. Not what I want, but what you want." Three times he came and found his friends sleeping. And waking him up that third time, Jesus saw that his betrayer was at hand.
Word was spreading in secrets and whispers. Suddenly, a crowd with swords and clubs arrived with Judas. He kissed Jesus as a sign to tell the crowd that this was the one they wanted. Jesus said to them, "Have you come with swords and clubs to arrest me as if I were a bandit? Day after day, I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me." And just as he had said, his friends all ran away, even Peter.
On the dawning of creation, you have loved us as your own. Stay with us through all temptation. Make us turn to you alone. Make us turn to you alone.
Word was spreading, murmurs and whispers, with furtive glances and fingers pointing. Peter followed Jesus from a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. He warmed himself by the fire as Jesus was questioned by the chief priests and the whole council. And even as they questioned Jesus, accused him, spit on him, struck him, and condemned him, Peter remained in the courtyard. "You were with him," the servant girl said, squinting her eyes. "I don't know who you are talking about," Peter replied. Then the cock crowed. Again, she said, "You are one of them." And a bystander added, "I'm sure you are one of them." "I do not know this man," Peter shouted. The cock crowed a second time. And with that, Peter remembered what Jesus told him, that by the time the cock crowed twice, he would have denied his friend three times. Filled with shame, he broke down and wept.
Was spreading, name-calling, shouts, and accusations. The chief priests and the whole council had Jesus bound, led away, and handed over to Pilate. Pilate said to Jesus, "Who are you? What is your crime? Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "So you say." He said to the crowd, "Do you want me to release him? What should I do with him? What evil has he done?" And the crowd answered, "Crucify him." And so Pilate handed Jesus over to them. Soldiers clothed him in purple and twisted thorns into a crown, saluting him and calling him king. But they didn't treat him like a king. Beaten and taunted, Jesus was stripped and led out to die.
Word of Jesus' crucifixion was spreading. People were gathering, following Jesus as he dragged a heavy cross, so heavy that for a while he was helped by Simon of Cyrene. All along the way, people laughed, leaders mocked. From a distance, women wept. They crucified Jesus between two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by shook their heads, saying, "Save yourself, come down from the cross." And the chief priests mocked him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself."
As he was dying, darkness came over the whole land. Jesus' last words echoed through the very hearts of all who could hear. My God, why have you forsaken me?" Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. It was as if earth and heaven were torn from their loving embrace. All was lost. There was no word. A member of council named Joseph of Arimathea boldly asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Bringing a linen cloth, he took down Jesus' body from the cross. Ever so gently and tenderly, he laid Jesus in a tomb hollowed out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. And watching and waiting, Mary Magdalene and Mary, mother of Jose, saw that the body was laid. When the sun went down, there could be no more work for the day. The anointing of Jesus' body would have to wait. There was no word. Or was there? There was weeping. There was sighing. Oh, what might have been. Was it all over? It was so quiet they could hear their hearts beat. His heartbeat? And so they would wait, as we now wait. They would wait through this dark night. They would wait until the next day. At sunrise on the third day, they would be ready to make the journey to him. They would carry their perfumes and spices and see him again.
Behold the Lamb of God. Gracious God, we think today of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, like a poor laborer. And so we pray for those who struggle to get by because they are poorly paid or unemployed, because of illness or disability, because of prejudice or abuse, or because they have had to leave their homes to seek safety elsewhere. We pray that those who suffer may know your justice, that those of us who have the resources to help may have the courage to do so, and that those who make decisions concerning the welfare of their communities and countries may recognize their responsibilities toward all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We think of Jesus fulfilling a prophecy of one who brings peace. And so we pray for those caught up in war or civil violence. We pray for peace in your world, that those who have it in their power to stop violence may do so, and that those in positions of influence may have the wisdom to see your way forward. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We think of the crowds shouting and cheering, acclaiming their Messiah with palm branches. And so, we pray for all who are carried along by crowds, pushed by those who shout and shove around them, or by social media, newspapers, or television. We pray for freedom and for integrity, that in our debates about welfare, taxes, or world affairs, there may be honesty and a willingness to listen, and that in our social life, we may look for what really matters for our well-being, for the good of our neighbors, wherever they are, and the healing of your world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We think of the rulers in Jerusalem, afraid that they might lose their power, and so we pray for all those who today have great power as members of governments, or because of their wealth, or their ability to sway others by what they do or say. We pray that they may use their influence for the good of all, and that those who have little power may discover the resources that are within and among them, and that we may all have the courage to use the gifts and opportunities you give us in ways that you intend. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We think of the disciples walking with Jesus amidst the shouts of praise, then leaving him when he was arrested. Let us pray for ourselves, remembering from our prayer list Anna, Sylvia, Gavin, Kathy, Melissa, El Rose, Hugh, Eunice, Robert, Catherine, Joan, Sandy, John, Trent, Marlene, Ashley, Lou, Fred, Joel, Brian, and Barb. With our struggles, our pain, our griefs, our gifts, and our joys, may we know the comfort of your continual presence with us, and that despite our fears, whether things are hard or uncomfortable, we may continue to walk the way of the cross. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer, and let us know and live your love. Amen.
Jesus, we have come.
Let us pray. Gracious God, the suffering and death of Jesus, your only Son, makes us pleasing in your sight. Alone, we can do nothing. But through his sacrifice, may we receive your love and mercy. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God. Through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. And now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church and gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
We break this bread.
Amen.
Let your church be the wheat which bears its fruit in dying.
If we have died with him, we shall live with him. If we hold firm, we shall reign with him.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Take away the sin of the world.
Let us pray. God, our help and strength, you have satisfied our hunger with this Eucharistic food. Strengthen our faith, that through the death and resurrection of your Son, we may be led to salvation, for he is Lord now and forever. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but the holiest week of the year lies before us. Let us serve God in our friends and in our neighbors, in our community around, as we follow the footsteps of our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Hear us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have sinned against thee.
Hear us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have sinned against thee.
To thee, Redeemer, on thy throne of glory, lift we our weeping eyes in holy pleadings. Listen, O Jesus, to our supplications.
Hear us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have sinned against thee.
O thou chief cornerstone, right hand of the Father, way of salvation, gate of life celestial, cleanse thou our sinful souls from all defilement.
Hear us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have sinned against thee.
God, we implore thee, in thy glory seated, bow down and hearken to thy weeping children. Pity and pardon all our grievous trespasses.
Hear us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have sinned against thee.
Sin oft committed, now we lay before thee. With true contrition, now no more we veil them. Grant us, Redeemer, loving absolution.
Hear us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have sinned against thee.
Innocent captive, taken unresisting, falsely accused and for a sinner sentenced. Save us, we pray thee, Jesus, our Redeemer.
Hear us, O Lord.